She'll be fine. Damn it, who is it?
It's Leslie Rose. Are you ready for another Wimmy Blogs interview?
Yes!
Let's do this!
So we should give you some context. We are at the Indigo at the O2. Woo. We have just watched this amazing performer perform. What's it like traveling with Boys Life?
It's great. You know, the guys are fantastic. They're so funny. And they're kind of like traveling, I mean, with brothers, because they're from Dublin. So it's just all kind of the Dublin banter, you know, right at the gate. But it's so good to see you guys!
It's great.
Forget them.
So good.
It's absolutely great to see you. And I love that you bring Dublin with you all the time. I like that thing you said. In the middle of your set, you're like, guys, where do you think I'm from? We're in Dublin, Ireland.
We shot in Ireland, but yeah. We know how specific you wanted us to be.
I'm like, Balbriggan County, Dublin. Actually, somebody a few weeks ago said Balbriggan, and I was like, yes, and you're following along.
Now, I want to ask you, you closed with Story of My Life, yes, and yes. Maps was next to last. Why did you do that?
Well, I was closing with Maps, like, a few weeks ago, and that was fine. It goes down really well. They love the Eurovision stories, which is just fantastic. But it's almost like Maps, and this is how I find even singing Maps myself. It almost needs its own like little thing, its own moment for people to kind of digest it who haven't heard it before. So I decided to flip it, and now that story kind of has the na-na-na, kind of hey-hey-hey part for everyone to sing along to. It feels like a better closer, but they're so tied together, so I think the second last and last together is all good.
See, William and I were debating which one's Leslie Roy's favourite. Is it Maps? Is it Story of My Life?
Good night, bye.
Some Sophie's Choice drama.
Yeah. Kill one darling.
That's like, you know, anybody with any song. What's your, is Teenage Dream your better song? Or is, you know, Hot and Cold a better song? It's very hard because it's such different periods of your life and different periods as a songwriter and different periods of the Eurovision. So I love Story for what it just did, where it gets everybody going in like just a funny kind
actually,
of way.
Actually, that had the bigger reaction, to be fair,
exactly.
Didn't it?
People want to be out and about these days, you know, as the pandemic draws to a close, hopefully.
Yeah.
People want that vibe, I think.
Yeah, it's like sing-along. And Maps is sing-along-y too, but it's also like, okay, wait a minute, what am I doing in my life? I'm searching, I'm looking for something. This girl is singing something very emotional. We better probably take some notes here. It's like a little bit more, like, you know, emo. So I think that kind of ties into why it's not last. I think people need to digest that and enjoy it and then sing, chant along to Story. So, I don't know. Tonight's Story was definitely up there.
It was definitely the audience's favorite,
exactly.
Wasn't it?
Well, speaking of digestion, and I swear there's a segue. Your latest single, I'll Be Fine, which is excellent. It is excellent.
Thank you.
Could you tell us about what you digested to write the song?
The entire Eurovision song. Well, you know, like I was kind of saying to you guys, we wrote that a day, maybe 2 days after the semi-final when we knew we didn't get through, and we were kind of dealing with the highs and the lows of all of it, the entire experience. And Philip and Emily and I were still in Rotterdam and still just stuck in our hotel room. And we said, you know what, let's write about it. And I'll Be Fine is all about kind of trying to talk yourself into feeling okay again. And I'm trying to remember what it was like to be okay. Like I was saying, you know you're okay at one point. You're not right there, but you will be. You will be okay. You're going to get through like whatever this is. So it's a fun song. I just wanted to do something kind of dancey and simple and synthy. And it didn't have the weight of a country behind it or the pressure of anything. And that's exactly what I'll Be Fine is.
I love how we draw different things from you. So William particularly loves you for the LGBT stories, you know, and, you know, what you do for the community. And, you know, you haven't advocated this, but I love the mental health awareness. Mm. And as Sunday's World's Mental Health Day, a part of me just thinks, you know, finding colours in the grey, I'll Be Fine. These are songs that really touch on...
I'm so glad you said that. Like, it's such a huge part of my life, and you guys got to meet Lauren properly there, and we talked about, she's a therapist, and therapy has been a huge part of my life for the past few years. So I'm glad that you find that through my work, because it's very important for me for people to know to try and speak out about their mental health or try and find help when they need it, because it's so important. I know I found help when I needed to, and I'm glad that people can find that in my pop music. It's hard to talk about that in pop music.
Turn the things you hate into the things you love. Yeah. Let's talk about that lyric.
Well, I was, again, we all know now where that was written, so it was a few days after such a big roller coaster, and I was hating everything about what I just decided to do, and I was just trying to talk myself into being okay about it. And that's all that song is. It's that kind of rocking on the kitchen floor. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be fine. It's the breathing techniques, the counting to 10. It's all of that, but in a positive pop song.
Oh yeah, the sin keeps you moving. Yes, keeps you moving.
Well, speaking of movement, Devin, name the song based on the move.
It's the gold move. It's very simple, but it's effective.
You are such a good dancer. Yes. I mean, like, people don't know this, but Leslie Roy can move.
I don't know why I didn't realize that before. Like, cause
the map video.
I know why. Why no one realized that before, because either A, I'm running in a music video, or I'm doing this. I'm moving papers, which is okay. But no, that is another thing that I kind of want to show with my songs getting sometimes a little bit synthier and poppier, is that I love dancing and I love moving. And again, for mental health, it's so important to move your body.
Gotta be active.
Yes, and in Dubai, you were showing that body.
Oh, my girl was living it.
Oh.
Nashville, Stockholm, New York, Dubai, via Rotterdam.
No, we went everywhere for what we could go to, where we could, like, safely go. Lauren's brother works and lives in Dubai, so we went there for a little
bit. Is that your excuse?
Yes. 100%, Devin. No, so we were there for a few weeks after Rotterdam.
I'm going to quiz if he follows your Instagram. What's her favorite cocktail? You should know this if you followed her.
Oh, my God. This is a tough one. What is Leslie Roy's favorite cocktail?
I had enough of them over the summer.
Is it martini? Is it?
Orange, you're going to guess something else?
A daiquiri?
You know, I'll give you a better... It's very close to the country that won the Eurovision this year. Very important.
An Italian cocktail.
Refreshing.
Spritzy.
Oh my God. Oh, what is it called? Mojito.
Girl!
That's Spanish.
It's orange. It's orange colored.
Oh my God.
Starts with an A.
Why didn't you just tell me?
Aperol Spritz.
Oh, and she said it earlier on as well. But you know, I don't consider that
I
a
should
cocktail.
Really pull like three of them out.
But you know, so
he can
funny.
Finish that water.
Yeah. I don't even think of that as a cocktail. Because what do you mix it with?
Well, it's Aperol, Prosecco, I think, or champagne, and then some sparkling water.
Yeah.
And a piece of orange. No, I'm not like a sparkly person.
Easy to make.
It is. Where is all the Aperol Spritz?
Yeah, I was like, why can't we just have it?
Yeah, now I'm dying for one. No, but yeah, I had some of those, and I was in Italy, and I got to enjoy Italy, and everyone talked about Måneskin, and you know, if I mentioned the Eurovision, people are very proud of it right there. So yeah, it's good.
Did you know they were going to win?
Yes, 100%. I mean, as soon as you could see their dressing room and like the teams of people and the cameras and the ping pong. But now this is something. And did you guys know that I won them in ping pong?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I bet them in ping pong.
You're kidding me.
But I never went on about it online.
Oh,
because
she's a humble queen.
We're very humble in Ireland. we don't really go on about our wins too much, but we should, because we did win at ping pong.
Were you playing them all at once?
It was...
Oh, girl, it's a family-friendly show.
No, but honestly,
I mean,
these
questions, you gotta keep it clean.
It was 2-on-2. It was Philip and I and two of them.
Okay.
Yes, two of them.
Now, her road has been long. You've been all over the world in the past 2 years, and you have the rest of this tour.
Yes.
Please, where can people see you?
Where is next? Oh, my God, you're totally quizzing me. And Lauren, where are we next?
Oh, my God, no, no.
I don't know where we are next, but you know, I am very good at posting on Instagram. I'm trying to get my Facebook back. If anybody online knows, it got hacked when right after the Eurovision, right? Everything got hacked.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I still haven't gotten it back.
Is it being held
ransom? You're kidding.
Probably.
Your Instagram is hacked?
No, Facebook. So people can check everything out on Instagram.
They want two songs. They're trying to extort some music out of this beauty.
They want Ireland's Next Year song. No, they don't. I will get it back. But if anyone wants to know where I am next in the UK with Boys Life, it'll be on my Twitter and my Instagram. Just not my Facebook.
Are you going to collab with them?
Yes, Brian and I are going to work on some songs for their new album, because that's how I know Brian. Is he and I used to write in LA. We were
Brian
on
McFadden.
Sorry.
Brian McFadden.
B-Dog, as I know. Me and B. No, we go back a little bit. So we had always messaged, and we're actually going to work on a few songs. We have a few songs from forever ago that we might rework and see what he and Keith sound like.
And what a great show you put up, actually. It was really, really good. I just felt like you could have just kept going. There's so many songs, beautiful songs from Unbeautiful.
So much energy.
Yeah.
It was really nice. There's a video we're going to post in this interview of a woman clapping in front of me. And it looks like she's squashing you every time because you're right in the vantage point. You survived and you thrived.
It was perspective. I put her there. Or I'm still trying to push the perspective audience. No,
And I love how you really do connect with the audience, because you spotted me in the audience. You spotted me. I love that. Don't you love it when a star looks
amazing.
At you? Oh, no, it's great. Oh, Leslie Roy!
Question.
Move in with me. You guys are amazing. Oh my god.
Have you taken up origami?
No. Wait, what?
Like making things out of paper.
Oh, I was like,
sorry, we were just talking about paper.
No, I left a lot of my paper boxes in Rotterdam.
Oh.
I'll come back to it maybe next year.
Okay.
No, look, our paper scene is our paper scenes. Our world was our world that we created, and we knew with that risk that it was a risk. It could land great and maybe we get into the final and do really well, or it could land how it landed, and that's okay. I'm okay with where we're at with it.
You know how it landed? With tens of thousands of new fans all over the world.
Absolutely, and it's a beautiful story, and that will never change. I mean, the visual presentation is, I mean, like, you, that is consumed once. But the track lives on digital and the music video.
And on your playlist.
Yeah, no, gotta keep it real. I gotta ask Leslie Roy one more question.
Do I, boo?
We've talked about this before, but what does it mean to you now? Open up.
The entire experience?
No, just open up. You hear that. You see that. What does that mean to you now?
That's a great question.
Philosophical girl.
What does it mean to me now, like looking at the open up and everything? I mean, I'm very proud of what we have done. I'm very proud of the hard work and, you know, year-long hill we climbed to get there. I think I'm still processing some of the reactions to open up in Rotterdam, which is fine, but I don't know, that song and that performance, even the paper world, even though it didn't land how we wanted, it still affected some people in such a positive way that is all I try and do when I write positive pop music, is affect the two or three people that get it, and that it did touch. People did actually like a lot of the storyline around them. They did like move them into a different place that they typically would when they're watching the Eurovision. So in like just one word, I'm very proud of that whole experience.
No maps needed. She'll be fine. The story of her life continues.
Absolutely. You remember before the cameras started rolling, Leslie said to us that if she hadn't gone into music, she would have been a therapist. I actually think you're doing both.
Oh God! Great. But so like $250. $250.
Got insurance. Book.
You have to sell me to get
that. Oh, she is Leslie Roy, touring with Boys Life all over the UK and Ireland. Check her out. She's on Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? I mean, like, yeah.
We saw your scrapbooks, boo. We saw your scrapbooks.
Oh, no. You have me, like, soft, like, me trying to build my paper scenes.
So follow
what?
Leslie
oh,
Roy.
God,
I got
don't
all
follow
your...
me. Take out my Pinterest. It's probably like my wallpaper for my kitchen. What? Is my Pinterest like live for people to see?
Oh, look at people clapping. Look.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
They loved
like,
you. They loved her. Oh. It was iconic.
I have like kitchen. Eurovision stuff on my Pinterest.
Better that than the OnlyFans. Look, we'll see you later.